MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 13, 2025. General Electric is investing $31 million in its Lynn plant. Gloucester's Cut Bridge will be undergoing repairs starting this weekend. Overcast, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:43 a.m. Isaac Green reports on itemlive.com. GE Aerospace announced Wednesday that it will invest $31 million in its Lynn facility as part of a nearly $1 billion expansion of its U.S. manufacturing operations in 2025. The investment will fund upgrades to existing machines to prevent downtime, the addition of new equipment and tooling to maintain production quality, the retrofitting of test cells, and infrastructure improvements. The Lynn facility remains a critical site for GE Aerospace, where engines for military fighter jets, helicopters, and naval ships are manufactured, assembled, and tested. The investment follows $30 million in 2024 and $31 million in 2023, reinforcing GE Aerospace's commitment to the Lynn facility. The company currently has about 50 open positions at the site as part of its ongoing workforce expansion. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation says there will be navigable channel impacts and lane closures from work at the Blimmin Bridge drawbridge for 16 days from Sunday, March 16 through Monday, March 31. The Blimmin drawbridge, also known as the Cut, carrying Western Avenue from Route 127 over the Blimmin Canal, will be unavailable to open for marine traffic starting at 6 a.m. this Sunday and will remain unavailable to open until 6 a.m. on March 31, according to MassDOT. During this time, there may be periodic daytime lane closures on Route 127 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., where alternating one-way traffic will be controlled by police. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Buck Anderson reports in today's Salem News, the Danvers Select Board sat down shortly before 6:30 p.m. Wednesday night and called in the first of two remaining finalists for the town manager post. The candidates, Jill Cahill, Gloucester CAO since January 2022, and Sean Fitzgerald, former Swampscott town manager for 7 years, were given 1 hour each to answer questions from the board, after which the board would decide whether to pick a finalist or take another 6 days to consider and announce its decision. Select board members Michael Bean, Maureen Bernard, Dutrich Joko, and David Mills quickly advised chairperson Dan Bennett of their decisions, and he immediately said the board would meet next week and announce the decision. And Stephen Hagens reporting in the Gloucester Times, because of reported drought conditions in the area, Rockport has issued water use restrictions. Notice of the water restrictions posted on the town's website and social media accounts indicate Public Works Director Gary LaBlanchus has the authority to enact water restrictions on outdoor usage as conditions warrant. The status of critical drought has been declared for Rockport by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs. Critical drought is said to be the second most severe level. In North Shore sports, three area teams will be competing for state titles this weekend. The Winthrop boys hockey team shoots for a Division IV title Sunday at the Garden. That's a 9 a.m. start. The Georgetown boys basketball team plays in a D4 championship game Saturday at the Sangha Center. And the St. Mary's girls basketball team battles for the D3 title Friday evening at the Sangha Center. In the pros, the Celtics lost to the Thunder last night, 118-112. Boston back in action at Miami tomorrow. The Bruins were off last night, and they play tonight at the Senators in Ottawa. Red Sox open their 2025 season just 2 weeks away when they travel to Texas to play the Rangers. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.